This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca.
I'm Madeline Brand. The Senate may vote on an immigration bill this week. It's pared down significantly from earlier proposals. Gone is the guest worker program. Gone the path to citizenship. What's left? A 700-mile fence along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Earlier, I spoke with Senator Ken Salazar. He's a Democrat from Colorado. He says Congress is at a stalemate when it comes to immigration reform.
We're at a stalemate because the Republican leadership of Washington, D.C. and the Congress has decided that they want to put the political interest of their agenda ahead of national security and economic security and the human and moral issues at stake. This has become a political issue for them. They perceive a political advantage to them in the November elections, and that's why it's ground down to almost a halt.
Well, what do you see as the political move? Senator Bill Frist moving to introduce a fence between the border but not moving on all the other proposals that you're behind?
Immigration reform cannot be addressed unless it's addressed in a comprehensive manner. When it's been tried in the past, a piecemeal approach, it deals with enforcement only. It doesn't really address the issue. Indeed, almost half of the people who are here in the United States of America illegally came in here legally through a student visa or some other visa and overstayed. And so what we need to do is to deal with this issue comprehensively. We have a broken and lawless system in the United States of America. And the piecemeal approach that Majority Leader Frist has taken, along with the Republican leadership of the Congress, isn't going to advance the ball.
Now, his proposal for the fence along the border, if part of a broader package of reforms, you support that fence?
Some fencing along the border is appropriate. In our version of the Senate bill, there was a 370-mile fence that was proposed. I think there has to be some flexibility there to make sure that the communities that are affected and the Department of Homeland Security are putting these fences in the right locations. Secretary Chertoff has argued that in many of those places we don't need to have a fence, but this is prescription. This is Washington telling the entire state of Arizona and Texas, communities from Brownsville to El Paso, all the way through Arizona, that Washington knows best, and I think that's wrong.
The analysis, the real politic of it is you're going to need Republicans like Arlen Specter, like Lindsey Graham, like John McCain to come onto your side and say, we need comprehensive reform, not just defense. When you talk to your Republican colleagues, such as Arlen Specter, who was head of the committee that recommended the proposals, does he say we're going to insist on a full package of reforms? Or do you think the Republicans will allow their leader to introduce this proposal with just defense and not all the other programs you're talking about?
I think we could see a broader package of reforms after the election. I think it's high time that the White House stops its silence. They were very supportive of comprehensive immigration reform, and all of a sudden now that we get to political season, they are silent about the notion that's been introduced here in the Senate.
Senator Ken Salazar, Democrat from Colorado, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Mike.